and the monthly update from the University of Wyoming. I'm speaking with Chad Baldwin this morning, Associate Vice President of Marketing and Communications for UW. Chad, good morning. How's things in Laramie today?
Good morning, Duke. It's this is the time of year we call it Laradise. It's gorgeous down here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's why we live in Wyoming this time of year for sure. Well, appreciate your time. Appreciate you giving us an update. Of course, a lot of football fans excited for kickoff next month, and a lot of Wyoming fans excited to see the new War Memorial Stadium. Give us an update on how the renovations are going, and I understand a pretty significant gift to support those renovations.
Yeah, you bet. So, you know, it's that the West Side stands are what we're focused on this summer, and they're coming along well. They're going to be ready for the game. It's that lower level. And instead of bleacher seating, it's going to be the nice individual seat back seats. And it'll be there for that opening home game against Idaho. There's a whole second phase then that will happen next summer. We're going to add a whole different type of seating called loge seating, and that'll be kind of up between the upper and lower section there. And then we'll have a new press box next year too as well. But this first stage was to make sure we got those seats done on the west side, and we're right on track, and we'll be ready to go.
Excellent. I'm excited for the press box. I understand you got to take care of the seating first. It's all good. But tell us more about the enhancement of the game day experience that's going to take place at War Memorial with the newest seating and everything, and kind of what the whole long-term goal and plan is here with that.
Sure. So the new piece, when I talked about this loge seating, it's what's going to be called, it's the new premium club area, and it's going to have access to an indoor space, including food, drink options, a full service bar, that sort of thing. So that's going to be there. There'll be updated lighting for better visibility, a new public concourse, improved amenities. All of this is part of college athletics right now, Duke, because, you know, it's a competitive situation, and we're up in our game to be competitive with every other program in the Mountain West Conference. And so it's a big project. We've gotten great support from donors and, of course, from the state of Wyoming. The most recent one is a $2.5 million gift from the McMurray Foundation, and then an additional million from Susie McMurray, the late great philanthropist in central Wyoming, and so that's kind of added to some many other maybe smaller donations that are going to help us get this thing done.
Looking forward to seeing the new and improved War Memorial Stadium this fall in time for that, as you mentioned, home opener later on this fall. Speaking with Chad Baldwin with the University of Wyoming. Chad, outside of athletics, UW's very engaged statewide in a number of things. Tell us more about this recent tree adaptability to climate, a UW professor examining this and doing a study. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, so, you know, we have researchers doing all manner of work around the state, looking at our natural resources, our wildlife, our economy, all kinds of things. And we know that one of the things that's happening is the climate's getting warmer. Now, aside from the discussion and debate over why that's happening, we know that it is. And so we're looking at how can we be resilient through this, right? One of our Department of Botany professors, Daniel Laughlin, looking at trees. And this includes our iconic species, like the Engelmann spruce and the subalpine fir, limber pine, lodgepole pine, ponderosa pine, aspen, juniper, cottonwood, all these trees that are so important to our state, to see how are they going to make it if the climate keeps warming. And what he found is very interesting, which is that there's actually these trees are more resilient than you might think, and they can probably survive in warmer temperatures than you might think. In fact, trees could expand their ranges by more than 25% based on their potential temperature tolerances. So this shows some resilience here, and is a kind of some encouraging information about our trees.
People can read more about this on the University of Wyoming website in the news section, and it is actually kind of fascinating that this could be this study's going on, and the application, I guess, is what I think people in that field will take out of this, correct? And that's the whole reason behind
so.
it.
You know, one of the things you probably think about is as decorative tree planting, right? Well, you think maybe in the down this low, one of the trees that exists up higher wouldn't do well down here. Well, they actually can. It's not temperature that's holding them back. It's kind of competition with other tree species that is more of the issue. So it's there's more flexibility with regard to trees growing in Wyoming than we think.
That's Chad Baldwin, marketing and communications for the University of Wyoming. Another recent story that caught my eye, Chad, the Wyoming Center on Aging has received a pretty significant grant to address needs of older adults in the state of Wyoming. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, you bet. Duke, we know that we're in a state where, the older population is growing. We're one of the kind of older demographic states in the whole country. And so we do have this Center on Aging, which is based here at the University of Wyoming. They got $5 million to expand and strengthen geriatrics education for the healthcare workforce and to expand resources for the state's older adults and caregivers. So this is supporting the state's challenges with regard to an aging population. And it's going to be help with the family caregivers, the healthcare workers themselves, and other community partners to make sure that this important segment of our population gets the service they need.
Absolutely. Chad, energy production has been a big topic. You know, of course, it's Wyoming, right? It's always a big topic, but recently trying to welcome in new energy while still embracing traditional energy production. Tell me more about this blue hydrogen production. One of the researchers at UW examining the economic effects of blue hydrogen production. Give us a little more background on this and what UW is doing
Sure.
here.
Well, one of the potential future energy sources is hydrogen. And what blue hydrogen is hydrogen produced using fossil fuels paired with carbon sequestration. So this is a way, again, to benefit our really extremely important fossil fuel industry in Wyoming, looking into the future that fossil fuels could still play a role. And what Dr. Zeid has done, Haibo Zeid is his name, is he's a real expert in this area. He's looking at federal incentives in this area. The Department of Energy has this thing called Energy Earthshot Initiative, trying to accelerate the breakthroughs of more abundant, affordable, and reliable clean energy. And he's looking at, we talk a lot about these things. The bottom line is, are they going to be economically viable, right? Maybe they're possible to do in theory and concept, but they just don't make sense when you start crunching the numbers. What he's found is that the numbers work for this, that this is a viable future energy source here in Wyoming using our fossil fuels. And so we're a university where we're doing everything we can to support our legacy industries, finding a viable future for them, at the same time doing real innovative stuff and maybe other energy sources. This kind of combines both of those. Futuristic sort of thing tied in with fossil fuels.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens with blue hydrogen following this study and maybe kind of what the next steps are there. So just another great example, as you mentioned, of UW being engaged statewide. It's Chad Baldwin, Associate Vice President of Marketing and Communications for the University of Wyoming. Chad, appreciate your time as always. Anything we missed that you'd like to touch on today while we have you on the air?
No, don't think so. I think appreciate the time and I'm going to personally be excited to come out your way here in a week or so. So
yeah.
Appreciate it.
Come on over anytime. Of course, that's Chad Baldwin this morning at the University of Wyoming. It's all part of the weekday wake up this morning on SVI Radio.